Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Your toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We go right to the phones to start things out. And we will talk to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, Nick.
Hey. What's on your mind?
The kids have the week off this week. It's fall break or something like that.
Okay.
And so now I'm trying to figure out something we can do together until we move to the free state, you know, some kind of protest we can do here in Colorado. And so I thought, let's go down and talk to some jurors, some potential jurors.
Uh-huh.
So I called the jury commissioner a few weeks ago and found out that Tuesday, she said, Tuesday is the big jury day. It's when all the potential jurors from the juror pool come and they show up and get checked in, you know, and kind of see if they're going to be picked or not.
Right.
So I went to the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, FIJA.org.
Right.
And downloaded a brochure, printed up 100 of them. And the kids and I went there and got there bright and early at 8 today because that's when this jury commissioner told me that they were coming in. And so we were just going to stand there and hand out these things to potential jurors.
Sure. I have done this before, and I find it a very effective method of, I don't know if it's really a protest so much as it is an outreach event. And I really enjoyed it when I did it. How did it work out for you?
Well, the sheriff didn't see any difference between a protest and what we were doing. So we got there, and no jurors. Nobody's there. The place is totally empty, except for these two bureaucrats eating their breakfast burritos. they're the two jury commissioners. So finally, I got their attention, and one of them came over, and I was kind of doing the same thing. You know, hey, I haven't been picked for a jury since I was in high school. You know, how do I get on a jury? You know, no one asks that at first. They think you're crazy. It was just basically a way to get the information to find out when they show up. And also,
right.
I'd like to be on a jury. Of course, I'd never get picked.
Right, but because you want to be on a jury.
Right.
If you did get picked, they'd immediately weed you out as some kind of troublemaker.
Exactly. They don't want those troublemakers.
And I'm not sure they'd be wrong. Go ahead.
So I there was nobody there, and we had our pins. I went on the FIJA site, made a couple of, you know, buttons with a little button maker we have.
Mm-hmm.
That says FIJA on it. And so I was just talking to this bureaucrat, and then she kind of looked at that and says, what is that? What's that button? Because we were all wearing them, all three of us, my boys and I.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, you can't lie to a bureaucrat. You know, it's against the law now.
Yeah. At least a federal bureaucrat. I don't know. Is it against the law to lie to local bureaucrats? It probably is, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, they pass all those good laws, you know. So I said, it's the Fully Informed Jury Association. And she said, oh, really? I said, you ever heard of it? No. You know, this is her job, right? But she doesn't know anything about
right.
that. And I said, well, basically, that juries exist to keep the government in check, and we just wanted to, you know, pass out some flyers to potential jurors that haven't been picked yet. Because if you hit a juror, that could be called jury tampering. Once they've been chosen, jury tampering.
Right.
But before that, it's just a citizen who got a summons in the mail to show up for this thing. And yeah, I did a little bit of research on it. So I said, basically, you know, the judge's instructions usually say that you have to evaluate this case based on the facts and the law. That's it, the facts and the law. And I said, that's just not true. And the Fully Informed Jury Association likes to educate jurors as to their right to find the law guilty and not the person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how prohibition was ended. That's how slavery was ended. That's how, you know, a lot of things were ended because of jury rights.
Exactly. Back in the olden days, jurors were actually made aware of their rights to do this. And nowadays, they do everything they possibly can to keep people like that out of a courtroom. In fact, if you say something about it, if you are on trial and you say something about it, the judge will probably threaten you with contempt of court for even bringing up jury nullification during the trial. So there's a concerted effort, almost a conspiracy perhaps, maybe a conspiracy, to keep this information out of the courtroom.
Exactly. You know, I tell my boys that the judge is just there to keep things in line. It's not his job to judge. It's his job to keep things moving, you know, make sure that the law is expressed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he dismisses the jury, he's just another citizen in a black jacket. The jury is in charge of that man's fate, of the, you know, defendant's fate. And that's it. And
that's the way it's supposed to be, yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be, exactly.
Now, I think the judge is supposed to hand out the sentence once the jury decides the fate of the person, whether they should be sentenced or not. But, you know, up to that point, that's what the jury's for.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if the jury says, yeah, yeah, he sold pot, he grew it, he sold it, he did all that stuff, not guilty.
Yeah.
the judge at that time offered these stories. You know, the judge says, well, why don't you go back in your, you know, deliberations and think about that again? You know, then they keep sending them back. But anyway, it was very interesting. So after I talked to this bureaucrat, we walked out, and we were walking the hallways. We walked into a couple of courtrooms, and we talked to who I thought was a judge, you know, sitting there, because it said there's going to be a jury trial in this courtroom at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So cool, since we're getting any jurors, you know, maybe we can just kind of watch the process. And so we talked to her for a while, and just, you know, right there in the courtroom. And then we were walking down the hallway, and then here comes this woman that I was talking to, the clerk.
Okay.
With three very large sheriffs.
Oh, dear.
Sheriff deputies. you know,
they were there to learn more about Fiji too.
Yeah, everybody wants to know this stuff.
Now I know that you had gotten in a car accident a few months ago, and you called us recently to say that you could walk again. Do you need assistance to walk at this point? So do you look sort of crippled, or do you look just like a regular guy?
No, unfortunately, I don't look crippled. I'm actually, my physical therapist is doing a great job on me. I'm walking around like you wouldn't know. I have a little limp just because my hip is still a little sore.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good.
I was thinking about going there in the wheelchair, but, you know, I don't know if that would give me any sympathy.
So there was no sympathy factor. Okay. You were being approached by these guys. Okay. What happened?
Yeah. And here I have my two boys who are both taller than I am and very handsome, of course. And, you know, they were kind of flanking me on either side. And this guy comes up and says, do you have official business in the courthouse here? And, you know, this woman, this little jury bureaucrat, you know, points to us, you know, as they're pointing at us down the hallway. And then she turns around and walks back. And then, of course, the officers come toward us. Do you have any official business in this courtroom? And I said, or, you know, this courthouse? I said, well, no, I'm a citizen. I paid for the place. You know, it's my courthouse. And we're just kind of showing the boys what's going on around here. He says, well, if you don't have any official business, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And I said, well, I really don't have any official business, and if you can show me the statute that says I have to have official business and what constitutes official business, it seems to me that somebody checking out is common property. That would be official business, you know, because he didn't get all that quick. And I delivered all of this with a smile. You know, you can't be a jerk, otherwise, you know, it's off to the pokey.
It's hard not to be a jerk in those when you're making statements like that. It's very difficult.
Well, when they're being jerks, too, as well. But
right. Official business, what the hell do I need official business for?
Right. You have to deliver it with extra, you know, extra special smiles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't put your arms up, you know, in the defensive position. Of course, they all were with their, you know, armada with the couple of guns and the pepper spray and the taser around their waist and everything. You know, I mean, I'm just kind of standing there naked.
Right.
With my Fiji badge on. So, I said, well, you know, I don't think I need official business, but if you could show me the statute that says that I have to have official business to be in here, then I'll leave. And then he changed it. He changed his story a couple of times. And he said, well, you know, what are you here for? I said, well, we wanted to talk to potential jurors and tell them about their rights as a juror. He says, oh, you can't do that. That's jury tampering. That's a felony. I said, I would never talk to a juror. I don't know who the jurors are. All I know is the people come in here, they get called, they have to go to that thing there. The sign says jury assembly area.
Right.
And they have to go there and wait until they're picked on, they're called on. You know, and it's boring there, so I've got a little brochure here to give them something to read while they're waiting.
Absolutely.
And he says, well, that's not, you know, that's jury tampering. I said, they're not jurors, sir. I think you need to check your laws a little bit. And, so then,
it's jury tampering if I say it is, citizen.
Exactly. So that was strike two. He struck out on that one, and then he said, "Well, there's a statute that what is it? It prevents you from interfering with official business, official government operations, interfering in official government operations." And he was going to get me on that one. If I approached anybody in the hallways, I said interfering. I mean, I'm not standing in anybody's way. I'm just, you know, holding out a brochure. Maybe talk to them for a second. Is that interfering in government business?
You know what, Brian? I want you to finish the story here in a few moments. All right, hang on. 800-259-9231. I never would have considered actually going into the courthouse to hand things out. And I think that that's sort of a weak point here, and I'm definitely interested in hearing the rest of the story. 800-259-9231, whenever I've done these, it's been right out in front of the courthouse in what could not be confused as a public area. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is in here with you.
And Nick and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there are totally free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look. You can see our newest Shriner, Desiree. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10% at LegalZoom.com. So let's go back to the phones, back to Brian in Colorado, who went out for a bit of an educational expedition with a couple of his sons here. Was it this week?
Right? It was today.
Today, this morning. Okay, fresh story then. You went to the courthouse with the intention of doing a fully informed jury association, a little outreach project. And for those that don't know, FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, is a great little organization at FIJA.org, that's their website, that helps people understand their full rights as a juror. It's something that most Americans don't get. They don't understand it because they've never been taught it. They aren't taught it in government schools, and they certainly aren't going to be told it during the jury selection process. But the fact of the matter is, what the judge tells you in the trial is not the whole truth. He tells you
not anymore. It used to be that judges would fully inform the jury. Now they do not.
It hasn't been that way for over a century, for the most part.
No, they were doing it.
They started taking it out. I thought they started taking it out late 1800s.
I'm sure that some judges, it probably took over time, the judges began taking it out, and others would say, hey, that's a good idea. Let's not do that anymore.
Right. So basically what they don't allow jurors to know, but it's still true, is that a juror can say not guilty based on his feeling about the law itself, not whether or not the law has been broken, but about the law itself. So if it's a marijuana case and you don't agree with marijuana law, vote not guilty because you disagree with the law. That is the power of the juror in America, and that's the one that the government is basically conspiring to keep silent. So you and your sons were in the actual courthouse walking around. You couldn't find any potential jurors, so you were just sort of touring around and looking at things, and that's when some guards came up. Some bailiffs or whoever, sheriffs, came up to ask you some questions. Go ahead and continue your story.
Well, yeah, this building, it's the Justice Center. It's a huge place. It has all the courtrooms. There's a jail in the back. The sheriff's office is there. The coroner is there. So this was actually the sergeant who came up with a couple of his goons.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chatting. And he tried a couple of things, and I just shot him down. I said, no, I'm not breaking that law. No, I'm not breaking that law. And then finally he came up with this one. This Colorado revised statute, I don't got the number, he gave me the number of it, obstructing government operations. And he read this thing, and there was, I looked it up when I got home. If he intentionally obstructs, impairs, or hinders the performance, blah, 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 by a public servant or threatening to use violence, force, or physical interference. So apparently, by standing near the jury assembly area where these potential jurors are coming in, and handing them a FIJA, brochure.
You're hindering them somehow.
He said that was hindering. And I said, well, I guess that's hindering. I said, but wouldn't it look really silly for you to arrest me for that? Because if you did arrest me for that, I'm going to go to trial.
And then I'm going to fully inform the jury.
Exactly. When I go to trial, I'm going to have this piece of paper as evidence that you have to admit in the trial. He says, "Well, we're just the sheriff. We're not the prosecutor.
Right. We're just the hired thugs. We just follow. We're just following orders."
He says, "Well, no, we're not going to arrest you for that." I said, "Well, then why are you telling me this? I mean, what's the threat?"
Look, your only power is to arrest me.
Exactly.
Now, you can try to scare me out of here and, shoo me off. And, things can go poorly with this field trip I'm having with my sons and that kind of thing. But if I try to push it, you're going to have to arrest me.
Exactly. I didn't put it in those terms, but that was the message I was giving him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, we're not going to arrest you. Okay, well, I'll see you later then. Why are we even standing here?
Right.
Bye! Because that's the only power they have. What else do they have? And, it would never get to trial because they don't want that kind of thing to go to trial. But I'm going to spend, a night in jail with my bad hip, and I don't want to be on a cold.
Would, yeah.
Yeah. So, we went there with the threat that we might be arrested because we were in the lion's den, like you said, Ian. You stand outside. I said, let's go inside because you get all kinds of people coming in. I only have 100 brochures. What if there's 500 people come in there? There's lawyers and people with traffic tickets and stuff like that. I don't want to give, I guess I could, but we wanted to really hit the jurors. And so I figure if we went in there in the lion's den, we passed the stuff out, and they said, hey, you got to leave. I'd put up a fuss, but then, and then we'd go outside after that. But
right, because the excuse they could make there is that, if we allow you in here passing out your brochures, then we've got to allow the Jehovah's Witnesses in here to pass out their brochures and, whoever else, Hillary supporters or whoever else wants to pass out a brochure. So they could very easily sort of say, well, we need to exclude you because we need to exclude everybody. They didn't even make that argument, which is...
No, we didn't get there because I insisted on seeing this thing. Because this sounds, hindering. I guess if hindering means, getting somebody's attention. Hey there, guys are going to look this way instead of going to the jury assembly area. That could be considered hindering, right?
Mm-hmm.
And handing somebody, so that could be hindrance. So you know, that kind of thing. Well, yeah, you might have got me there, but I want to see the statute. You know, show me the statute, officer. And so he says, well, I can show you that one. Like, you know, he couldn't show me the other two that I busted him on.
Right.
I can show you that one. So he said, you sit down, and I'll go get it. I said, well, I don't really feel like sitting down. We're going to go tour the place. You know, I'll meet you back here in a few minutes, and then you can show me what you got.
Right.
So he and one of the officers went back to their little cubbyhole there. And then there was a third officer who was just kind of in the corner, you know, hovering.
Yeah, he's
and
watching
she,
you.
She was kind of quiet. Anyway, as there was no communication between them, but they all had the earphones in.
Hmm.
So these two left, and then we started walking. We went into another courtroom. She followed us. She followed us upstairs. She followed us downstairs. We got in the elevator. She took the stairs. She was following us the whole way.
Wow.
You know, in and out of this, you know, we're just kind of touring.
Well, she didn't have anything better to do.
Yeah, right. And in fact, she was talking to my son about, you know, if you want a tour, you can come and tour the place. We'll give you a tour. And he was just kind of being, you know, smiley and nice. Anyway, and I was walking away, and, you know, he was stopped with her. And then some guy came up to her and was about to ask her a question, and she stuck her finger up and says, I'm following them. This is true. I'm following them.
Wow.
So, They
where
really
did it end, Brian? How much more? I mean, how much more is there to this story?
Well, that's about it. Did they
ever come back with their?
Yeah, the sergeant came back with his big thick book that, you know, is the desk sergeant's guide, all the stuff the cops have to know. And I looked it up when I got home. Oh, he told us this. We were going to go. We went back in there looking for jurors because I wasn't going to be harassed by that. I was going to hand some out, but there was no jurors anywhere. They lied to me about Tuesday. So I went home and looked it up. And here's the part that he left out when he read it to me. He wouldn't let me read it. He says, this is my copy. But here's the part
my copy.
A person commits obstructing government operations if he intentionally obstructs, impairs, or hinders the performance of a government function by a public servant.
Aha. Uh-huh. The government
by a public
servant part.
Right. The jurors aren't public servants.
Exactly.
And you should write him a letter.
You've got him dead to rights, Brian. I think that you should show up again. I think you should find out exactly when the jury.
I copied that, and you know you must in your copy you must have missed this, but it says by a public servant, and so
he could say that a potential juror is a public servant.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true because then you can look up the definition of public servant because all the laws and legalese they always have definitions. So you find the section on definitions, you can find the actual definition, and there's no way that the
you're still playing their game by doing playing with the law.
I say find out when the next jury selection thing is and hit them on the outside because then they really can't say much at all to you at that point. Thanks for the call, Brian. Great story. We appreciate it, and keep up the great work. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement. I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
1-800-259-9231. Were you saying something?
No, I was going to say it was the organization that Ron Paul is a founding member of.
He is indeed. I don't know. Not much to say about Ron Paul tonight, but after tonight we'll have a few things to talk about. He's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Huge.
This evening.
Huge.
So that should be interesting.
A topic that I wanted to bring up, and I don't mean to sidetrack or anything, but something I was thinking about today, I was driving around, I spent too much time driving today,
mm-hmm.
and I saw some kids in Halloween costumes.
Mm.
At what age does Halloweening become inappropriate?
Inappropriate or uncool?
Inappropriate.
Not uncool. It got uncool for me at a certain point.
Look, I've been a homeowner for quite some time.
Now it's cool again. There was an uncool phase, and now it's cool again.
Well, at some point or another, I don't know. I've had plenty of years where I've had 17-year-old boys who had some, you know, black eyeliner smeared around their eyes, you know, to put some rings around their eyes and brought a garbage bag to the door and said, trick or treat, with her, you know, like 5 o'clock shadows thicker than mine. I'll give you...
You better give them the candy, because they're
right.
Going to egg your house.
That's the idea. I think that's originally Halloween, that's the idea, is that it's extortion, you know, at the door extortion. At some point, it became the kinder, gentler holiday where little kids dress up in cute little outfits, and you're like, oh, aren't you adorable, and you give them candy based on that. But
I don't think it's ever inappropriate to answer your question. I don't think it is. I think that it's,
I'm
you know,
put out.
Somebody's going to walk around from door to door to get a piece of candy. Give them the damn piece of candy. I mean, who cares?
I don't like it. I'm put out. When some 17-year-old comes to my door, you know, I'm just like, get out of here.
Yeah, I think once you're in high school, you should really stop trick-or-treating.
Right, you're saying but they should self-limit themselves somehow. And at the door, I really am feeling extorted. I'm being extorted by the possible threat of violence or, you know, vandalism to my house. And I'm feeling extorted just by, you know, here's somebody asking for something, like a bum on the street, you know, and they're not much different than that. They usually have not gone. My experience is that when young people, you know, teenagers come to the door, they haven't spent a lot of time on their costumes. You know, they're just like,
So if they have spent some time on the costume, then you don't. It's no issue for you. It's not necessarily the age. It's effort.
The effort is certainly an issue, but I haven't had that happen, Ian. I haven't had anybody who's come in a really great costume asking for Halloween candy. You know, if somebody came in and they had some fantastic, you know, some 37-year-old guy comes to my door, he's got a really good good outfit that he spent a lot of money and a lot of time on. Sure, you can have some candy, you weirdo. But, you know, I guess I'm put out when I can't really tell the
grumpy old man.
I can't tell that there's even a costume here. What are you, the garbage guy?
Well, how many 17-year-olds did you have come to your door, though? Because my opinion is that most people self-limit themselves.
A few. You know, over the year, enough to complain about.
Okay. What are you complaining about, though? I mean, just the fact that you have to give them, you feel obligated to give them candy, or that you're upset that they haven't put any effort into their costume? What is it that it is really rubbing at you, I guess, is what I'm curious about.
All that. I just they're bums.
Get off my grass.
They're bums. It's, you know what it is? They're homeless people coming to my door, essentially. I don't like homeless people. Now they're coming to the door.
It's the one night of the year when you're expected to give the homeless man a piece of, you know, Smarties or something like that.
Well, and that's really the issue is, you know, they're like, you give them a Smartie and then they shake the bag at you.
Oh, do they?
Come on. What are you going
to
do?
You know what you should do is you need to have, like, Jesus brochures. Give one of those, they'll never show up again.
I couldn't do it.
Or just health food. Some people give out, like, healthy, like, celery sticks and crap.
Here's an apple.
Now, apples are expensive, man. I don't know about that.
Well, it depends on if you have an apple tree. That's why they started giving those out. I could give them a grapefruit, you know, in Florida. Here you go. Pucker up on this.
Yeah, just think about something they wouldn't want, right? And then make it very obvious that you're the one giving them something they wouldn't want. And then next year, you probably won't see them again. I don't know. How would you deal with it? 800-259, you the listener. 1-800-259-9231. Does it bug you? Do you have a system? How do you handle these kids that don't want to bother
somebody
putting a
call
costume
in
together?
And defend me a little bit here? Am I just a grumpy old guy?
You know, I appreciate where you're
possibility.
Coming from. Well, I appreciate where you're coming from, and I understand where you're coming from. To me, it's just whatever.
Yeah, I understand, too. I've just never had anyone come to our house who was over the age of 14.
Have you ever had anyone come to your house?
Yeah,
anymore?
What about
in Nelson?
We do live in the woods, but
I mean, they better not dress up like a deer. They're going to get shot.
That's
hunting season, you know.
Yeah, I started trick or treating after like sixth grade was probably the end of it, if I recall. So, and that's what most people I know did.
Yeah, I don't really remember trick or treating. I mean, I had a job in fifth or sixth grade, so you know, I'm not going.
Well, wait a minute. Mark, when's the last time you actually handed out candy? Because you're here on Halloween, unless it happens to be a Sunday night, which this year it won't be. I don't believe it was last year. You're doing the show. So
the last few years, I've been doing the show, but I gave out candy before that. You know, I enjoyed doing that. I'd dress up a little bit.
Does Laura feel the same way, your wife? Does she feel the same way?
She escapes the house on
really?
Every time.
She doesn't like handing out candy to kids or what?
I don't know. She's had something to do every single time.
Like a party, a Halloween party or something?
I remember one year I put different stuff, you know, work, you know, appointments, whatever. And I put out in Florida I put out a bowl of candy.
Right.
And, you know, a jack-o'-lantern.
Right. That's what we do too, cuz we're busy. You know, we can't answer the door.
And I'm sure that the first kid you know, the first scruffy 17-year-old with the 5 o'clock shadow in the garbage bag and
grabs it all,
and,
right?
And he just dumps it into his bag.
Right.
Tosses the dish into the yard and leaves.
That's the question I guess on the table here is how do you handle teenagers? How do you handle teenagers who you don't? Do you feel they deserve the candy? And if so, what do you do about it? 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we will go to your calls about anything and talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
I gave up trick or treating years ago.
Yeah,
but couple points in Ohio, a person can be arrested or arraigned on the next day, but can be held for 8 days after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can be held up to 8 days after he's arraigned?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, they would have been charged at that point. They've been arraigned, and, I mean, you know, they can be held even longer, can't they? I mean, you, at that point, you're arraigned, you know, and then what, you get your pleading within 8 days? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're immolestable, you're arraigned, put in jail for 8 days, and you can get out before a trial.
Huh. Yeah, I don't really understand that. So why would they put you in jail for 8 days?
I have no idea. I found out from experience.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I sounded like a guy who knew what he was talking about.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Richard in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
They keep you for 8 days because it takes longer than seven, and they're so good at spending money.
Got it.
Talking about, like, having to give candy to kids for Halloween.
Yeah.
How some don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of can relate to where you come from a little bit, but don't you think there's an analogy here? And it's quite similar to, like, owning a house and, like, you get this tax bill that comes.
Mm-hmm.
Does he really deserve it?
Does who deserve it?
The tax collector.
No. He hasn't done anything to deserve it at all.
I just got another bill on my house. I'm like, this is the first house I've had where, like, I've been paying the taxes. Like, so I know what they are. The others,
right.
It's been kind of rolled into the mortgage. And, boy, it's just really, like, I don't
painful,
know.
Isn't it?
I know.
I mean, it's hard enough to make the mortgage payment every single month that mortgage payment comes in. And then here come the taxes. It's like
all at once
a double mortgage payment.
Yeah.
And you've got to make the mortgage payment. So it's a triple mortgage payment.
No, my taxes here are like quadruple mortgage payment. Or
I'm just coming up with a number.
Yeah.
It's a multiple of your mortgage payment plus the mortgage payment.
Yep.
It does suck,
man. If you've got anything else, hang on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. How do you handle these teenagers on Halloween?
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB Grocery Stores, Medicine Shop Pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there are for free, and we invite you to enjoy them on us. And if you like the show, then help support us on a voluntary basis by going shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Head over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. If you enter their site through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of whatever you purchase. It could be a used item. It could be brand new in one of their 41 categories that you can shop in. Huge selection. Great free Super Saver shipping deals as well. Start your experience at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Great way to help the show and get the stuff you need. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in California. I know you were calling for other reasons besides taxes. So what else did you have on your mind tonight, Richard?
Okay. In the city of Arcata in Humboldt County, like, it's a medical marijuana issue I want to talk about. There's a lot of COINTEL going on. Like, there's starting to, like, catch on some message boards. Like, I don't know. The right-wingers are going to try and bring something to the ballot to try and curtail the two Proposition 215, but that's on the road. But anyway, what they're doing, what this local city council is doing, and it's really scary because you could have private property, but then what these communists are doing is the students are all up in arms because they're like, oh man, there's no housing for us because people are growing weed in the bedrooms instead of housing students in there. We need more housing for students, right? So the city of Arcata, all the council members, they're like trying to do this thing where if you're a private landowner and you want to rent your house, you have to pay some bureaucrat to come over your house and search it for indoor grow.
And what is that?
They're doing
prove?
This under the guise. They're saying like, oh well, half the fires in Arcata are because of indoor growing. Yeah, but there's only like 50 fires a year, not even. Like,
right.
You know, it's not like it's like
there's probably 50 fires a year, but they're not residence fires, and there's probably eight
residence
fires.
There's some of that
going
on. Like, one dude, the fire department came because he had his sulfur burner going, and it set alarms off. But
now,
like,
wait a minute. Let me see if I've got something. Let me clarify here. Are they going to have to approve you for a rentable, like a rentable structure?
Yeah. Like, a bureaucrat's going to have to come out and give you a stamp. Kind of like,
here's what I don't understand is, The people are complaining because people are using third bedrooms as second or third bedrooms as grow ops, right?
Right.
So if you want to rent, they're going to come out and inspect you.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that people don't want to rent because they have grow ops. So in fact, they're making it more arduous to rent a room than previously. What they should in fact do is say, hey, it's completely legal to grow pot on your outside outside of your house. And then they'd have the bedrooms.
I think
free.
It is legal.
Is it?
Well,
free? It's just better indoors.
Well, indoors, you could have a 10x10 legal with one prescription. Give you a 10x10. No, it does. There's no limits on lights or plants or anything like that.
Right.
So one script on a 10x10. But like, I mean, just the fact that like you would have this house, you would save up your money you know, you totally work and sacrifice, right, save, buy a house. Then you get the scruffy-faced trick-or-treater with some eyeshadow on his face and a trash bag, a.k.a. tax assessor, who, like, comes by all the time, and you got to pay him. And then now you got to have these bureaucrats. If you can get ahead in life to where maybe you have a second house that you could rent out, now you have to get another license, and right, you have to pay for a spy to come out and crawl around the house.
A license to rent. And you know what? They're trying that out here in New Hampshire, at least where we live. They're trying to they're claiming it's voluntary to start. Right? Oh, it's just a voluntary program. Renters, they're going to approve certain structures to be rented to the college kids, because this is a college town where we do the show from, in New Hampshire.
Starting with the college, it's like some kind,
right,
of co-intel thing to get rid of property rights.
Well, the property rights are already gone. I mean, the fact is, if you don't pay that tax man, then they're going to take your property from you eventually. It won't be next year. It might be 10 years down the line, but they will get around to screwing you eventually. And it's just sad. I wish we did have property rights in America, but we don't. Thanks for the call. We
whatever happened to tar and feathers?
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's just bad. They keep piling on the regulations. They keep piling. If it's not zoning, it's this rental approval program. You know, if it's not zoning, if it's not rental approval, it's property taxes. I mean, how many different ways do they want to prove that they own your property and that you don't?
And in this case, they're not even solving the problem. The problem is that you know, not enough people want to rent their rooms out, so they're going to go and you know, put more bureaucracy to rent a room out. It doesn't make any sense. Essentially, what they're doing is they're drying up the room renting market.
Well, no, they were. I thought that he was saying that that the students are complaining because there aren't enough places to rent.
Students are complaining because there's not enough places to rent. So they've put in place that now they're going to have a bureaucrat come around, and if you are renting, they're going to make sure you're not using any of the other rooms in your house as grow operations. You could rent those too.
Yeah.
But they're not going to go around and do house-to-house checks for grow ops and say, if you have a grow op, you've got to shut it down and rent that room out. I mean, none of it makes any sense.
Nick, as a real estate agent, are you coming across any of this sort of activity?
As far as regulating property uses?
Yeah.
I haven't so much, but a lot of the smaller towns, they really just don't have the same regulatory atmosphere.
I mean, we don't live in California, right?
Right.
I mean, so it's not as bad. Even in the city that we live in, it's nowhere. It can't be anywhere near as bad as Humboldt County.
Oh, but
California.
I run into zoning quite often. I mean, that's a large part of the job, is finding a property that fits someone's needs. Not that the properties don't exist, just town zoning for what they want to use the property for makes it so there's lots of houses out there, but they can't run a business out of it, or
just SOL.
So it, you know, it makes things a lot more complicated, and it actually drives property values for some things up, because there's a lot less commercial land, and they do that zoning on purpose that way. And if you have the commercial land, you're
sure. If you own that land, and when they started the whole zoning thing, and you're like, hey, you know, I'm on a busy corner here, I need to be zoned commercial.
Right.
And you manage to get yourself put in that commercial zoning, you and all the rest of it excluded. Well, you really raise the value of your property.
Oh, yeah, about 10 times in some cases if it's good commercial land.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Anessa in Pennsylvania. Anessa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you wanted to know about the trick-or-treating thing and teenagers. I went trick-or-treating every year when I was in high school, and nobody ever turned me away. Now, I went full out, best costume I could come up with, and nobody, none of my neighbors ever complained about it. Now that I'm an adult, I have my own house. Nobody ever comes because I live so far in the country. But anybody who dresses up gets candy.
I got to say, you know, I don't have a problem with hot high school girls coming to the door. That's not what my problem is. My problem is really, you know, I guess I just don't like teenage boys very much. I just in general don't like them. They're too, I don't know, primitive as far as I'm concerned. And they come to the door and they're petulant. You know, trick or treat, man.
Yeah, the negative attitude, that would turn me off.
Now, how would you handle it, though? I mean, you say you don't get trick-or-treaters, but how would you actually handle it if you had, say, a person in a costume standing next to someone who was not costumed? I mean, would you actually shun the person without a costume right there?
Absolutely.
On the spot?
I would tell them flat out, you didn't dress up, you're not getting candy.
And you aren't concerned they're going to come by and egg your house later on?
I don't think anybody has that much ambition anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't heard a lot of house eggings going on, but that's just the sort of thing that Ian would be concerned about.
I think the eggings are pretty random. Even if you give them candy, teenagers
right.
might just egg your house anyway.
If you're going to egg a house, I mean, likely you're going to be, I have an egg. Well, there's a house, and you happen to be driving by. And
you don't target somebody? I would think you'd be targeted. And in fact, I only got that from you, Mark, because you had brought it up once, suggesting that that's what kids would do.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It did. My husband also said he was going to chase anybody away with the paintball gun. They gave him a hard time. So
sweet. That's a good idea.
We have a plan.
Thank you, Anessa, for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Of course, Halloween mere hours away at this point. It is Hallows Eve, I believe. I guess
no, Halloween is Hallows Eve.
Is it?
Yep. It's the, I forget what they call the actual, All Saints Day is November 1st.
So this is Halloween Eve then?
Yes.
I see. So, so I don't know, any other Halloween tips, tricks, whatever you want to share, maybe experiences? Maybe when you were young, if you ever egged somebody's house, can you explain if there was any rationale behind your decision? Did you choose a house specifically to egg, or was it just, oh, there's a house? I would think that if there's an angry neighbor down the street, that he would be more likely to be targeted. I would think that if there was a feud between, you know, a couple of factions of kids, that the parents of one of the kids would be more likely to be targeted, that sort of thing. I find it hard to believe that teenagers who have enemies would just randomly egg houses.
You know, I never egged a house, but everyone in high school would egg their friends that I remember. Usually you'd egg your friends as more of a joke than target people.
That's not funny.
Well,
not funny at all.
Then they'd egg your house, and, you know, that's just the way it went.
1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Did you ever egg anybody's house, or maybe TP, toilet paper? What did you use to decide which house to do that to? That's what I want to know. Hour two's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to-